Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What If You Just Imagine, the show that keeps your imagination and dreams soaring. He's a radio talk show host, author of the popular book A Pocketful of Prayers, A Heartful of Hope, and a faith-based intuitive. For over 20 years, Mary has shared her intuitive angelic guidance with clients from all over the world and from all walks of life. Mary's clients have called her the Soul Whisperer, as she has the gift to ignite passion and create results from hearing the voice within their soul. Mary's goal is simple, to make your life better than it was the day before. Mary is the founder of Global Healing Solutions.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. Today's show will be a little different as I'll be reading a few stories from my new book, The Light Ever After, How the Departed Can Influence and Heal Our Lives. It is available on Amazon. I did this book because I thought it was very important to get the stories out of some of my sessions where their loved ones have come over to help them. And I knew people wished to move beyond their quiet desperation to a place of fulfillment, joy, and love. Within this book are insightful messages from souls living in the light ever after. These souls have chosen to connect through me by allowing me to provide my clients with meaning to their unexplainable feelings, helping them to open the door to forgiveness and enabling them to finally free their hearts of disappointments and sorrow and fear. Through these pages, my clients, in their own words, vividly recount the events that helped them out of spiritual darkness and into divinely inspired wisdom. So thank you for allowing me to read a few stories that I hope you'll be as amazed as I was as we turn the page in the book of The Light Ever After. Story is titled Three Sisters and Forgiveness. One of my clients that day told me she came with a friend who was waiting outside for her own reading. I said to her, I find that statement strange because I see this spirit which has smoke around her as if she died from lung cancer. The spirit said she smoked most of her life. She is also telling me that the woman outside is her sister and not your friend, and that you are her sister also. The spirit talking to me is your sister, correct? She replied, yes. She died from lung cancer. And yes, that is my sister outside. I replied that your sister will not talk to you separately. She wants you both here together. With that, her sister joined her. As we began our session, the sister who had passed away, her name is Marie, said, I know you are all still mad at me for not taking care of my health for most of my life. I can see what grief I brought to all of you. For this, I am truly sorry. But for you, my sisters, to not forgive me does not hurt my soul nor spirit, but only hurts your spiritual growth. The one sister, Joyce, said to me, I know I am angrier at my sister dying than my other sister here, Patty, is. But my sister Marie had so much love to give and more life to live. Marie listened quietly and then replied, yes, I did. But look how much love and life you are denying yourself with sadness and anger. As the session went on, the three sisters began to see each other as individual souls. but with one heart of love. The two sisters really knew they were communicating with their sister by many things she told them. But the one thing that really stood out is when Marie said to them, "Thank you both, and thank my husband for bringing to this cemetery my favorite flower." I saw that each person there was carrying one. Patty asked me to ask Marie what type of flower it was, because it was an unusual one. Her sister replied, "Calla lily." Both sisters jumped up and at the same time said yes. We all had a single white calla lily. With that, the two sisters fully forgave the sister who passed on and agreed to live their lives with love and laughter and to enjoy their happiest memories of their late sister. A quote by Mary Lee, "Forgiveness, how precious a gift it is when shared with one another." That was quite a day when that happened. It happens sometimes when people come in and they don't know what to expect, so they think they, well, I don't want to say trickery, but they come in acting like they're not related, but you really can't fool spirit, and you can't fool, of course, the meaning of the reasons that they are there. And this was a wonderful story, how they helped each other, the three of them. Here's another story. It's called "A Prayer from a Son for His Mother." I had a reading with a very nice lady whom I had met through one of my clients. All during the session, I kept hearing this voice, "Please tell her to tell my mom that all the time I was praying and asking God to comfort, protect, and heal my mother. I was so scared. I knew I was going to die. But tell her I saw the angels. I saw God. And I knew I would be lifted to heaven. But my mom, I kept sensing it had something to do with twins, because the message about twins kept repeating. I had to stop my reading with my client, and I asked her if she had any connection with twins. She said, "No, none." I again continued with this presence, insisted that this woman get his message to his mom. I did not ask her any more about twins, but after about 15 minutes, she announces, I know who it is, I know. My dear neighbor lost her twin son in the Twin Towers. It just came to me. I know when I tell his mom this, she will be comforted that his last thoughts and prayers were of his mom and that he saw God. This is truly who her son was, so caring, so considerate of others. He really loved his mom. Often when I am with one person and a spirit knows they can use that person to get a message to a loved one, this is exactly how they do it. No wonder I kept sensing the word twins, a twin son who died in the Twin Towers. What a day that was. That happens so often. And sometimes I'll get a message for a loved one through the Bible. And one day that exactly happened with a friend of mine. His name is Joe. And he had an email that started with the words, "Woods man comes." That was his email address. And here's the message from parts of the Bible, Isaiah 14:8, for his wife Patty. And in that Bible verse, it begins, woodsman comes, and here's the message. No longer do I lay low. I have entered the gates of the Holy One. Those who rejoice in my triumph with the Lord Almighty. Wife, Patty, the moon gives its light to fill her house with my unceasing love. For my suffering and turmoil, the Lord gave me relief. I am at rest and at peace around the pine trees and cedars. You see, Joe's ashes have been scattered around in the woods by the beautiful pine and cedar trees by his gazebo. Rest peacefully, Joe, in joy and in God's love, and come visit me anytime. So you see, Joe was able to use the words of the Bible, of which I read every day, and get a message to his dear wife that he was at rest, he wasn't in pain any longer. And that Bible verse talks about the pines and the cedars, and that's exactly where his ashes were spread. So there's so much truth to all of this. I've never once doubted that these touching and inspirational stories, that my clients have felt comforted and more intricately connected to a guiding, loving presence from the light ever after. I hope you'll pick up a copy of this book and you yourself can read all the various stories that the people have recounted. And you yourself may be able to open up your heart and no longer have any shadow of a doubt that life does exist in the light ever after, and our loved ones don't leave us, that they care about us, they want to get messages to us, they want to enhance our life here on earth, help us with our journey, get the message of how important forgiveness is, to help us live a full, spiritual, productive life. That is the meaning of life, isn't it? To love ourselves, to love one another, to not harbor resentment, to not waste any part of our life with anger or bitterness, but to fill our heart or soul with God's love, and then to share that love with whoever comes along our pathway. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for your support in buying my book, The Light Ever After, available at Amazon. Have a wonderful day, and may God bless you.